The government shutdown is now entering its second week. That's left many lawmakers with little to do, and many tourists in Washington, D.C., wandering wanly through the streets of the city, wondering how to spend their pre-planned vacations. NPR's Alan Yu checks in with some of them.
Some tourists planned a trip to the nation's capital for months, even years. Even with the shutdown, they couldn't get a refund on their travel or change plans. Jack Ramsey and his wife are from Oregon, and they were in Cape Cod when they heard about the shutdown.
I retired about 4 months ago. We have driven across the country from Portland.
They've been doing a lot more hiking outside of D.C., and they'll keep that up here.
We're going to do a lot of walking and see things from the outside, I guess.
They did get to visit the International Spy Museum. It's private and has seen 30% more visitors during the shutdown. But, unlike the Smithsonian, the private museums charge a fee for entry. Cheryl Wickham came with her husband and son from New Orange, New Jersey for her 40th birthday.
Then, yeah, we heard about the shutdown, and so it's no longer free. Basically, everything's costing us much more than we expected. Cash is really tight, and if it wasn't for my mother saying that she was going to pay us back for the admissions as a birthday present, we wouldn't have been able to do it.
Laura Scrimger from Denver, Colorado, says she'll do a bit of civics homework before planning her next trip.
Try and look at kind of the climate and the government in different places when I'm scheduling it, if it's not for work.
Vicky McConnell, head teacher of an elementary school in Oregon, had been planning a visit to the Capitol with her students for more than a year. Since the public tours are not an option during the shutdown, she called her state representative, Greg Walden, who gave her students a private tour of the Capitol.
They got to sit through a live session and a live vote, and they got to meet Speaker of the House Boehner, Paul Ryan, Mark Wayne Mullins from Oklahoma, so that was pretty exciting for them.
Her students also visited the Republican cloakroom and left via the tunnel Walden uses to get back to his office, places tourists don't usually go. But Vicky McConnell and everyone else I spoke to agrees it's far worse for the furloughed government employees, so they wish Congress would just start funding the government again. Alan Yu, NPR News.
This is NPR News.